This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a nice day here in New England. Blue sky, lots of sun. I just wish that people in Florida would have something very similar to this, so we'll keep them in our prayers that everybody stays safe and the storm doesn't develop as strong as they say. If you need some help with your garden, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll all work together. The fall is a great time to work around the yard. Great time to put in a new lawn, absolutely the best time because there's less stress. And the ground is already hot. So your seed will germinate a lot quicker when you plant it this time of the year. And if you haven't fed your lawn, you know, get down to your nursery. Bonide's got a great fertilizer for your lawn. They have a fall food. And if you're going to be planting seed, they have a seed starter fertilizer that will do well. And if you've got moss, they have a quick-acting lime called Turf Turbo that you can put down. When I first started working in the gardening industry, you would put down a 50-pound bag of lime for every 1,000 square feet. So if you had a quarter of an acre, it took 10 bags. If you had a half an acre, it took 20 bags. And I can remember many times loading a car with 20 bags of lime at 50 pounds each. Well, that was 1,000 pounds. So it's almost like the front of the car was up in the air and the bottom was dragging. And then you had to put it in a spreader, go back and forth. Your feet were white, your shoes, your socks, and your pants. And then you had to wait 6 months for the lime to work. Well, with the new Bonide lime, Turf Turbo, 5,000 square foot is done with 40-pound bag. And instead of waiting 6 months, you get results in 4 to 6 weeks. So you get it put down now. It's going to make a big difference in your lawn going to bed for the winter and also in the spring when it wakes up again. So get it fed. Get your grass seed down, and let's get some lime down if you haven't done it for a while. And in the vegetable garden, if you haven't limed the garden, even your annuals and your perennials, give them a little bit of lime to keep it sweet. If you have a lot of oaks and maples and pine trees, it's acid, or it's in that acid range. So apply some lime. You can't take the spreader and run through in the garden, but you can take your hand, broadcast it like you're throwing rock salt on ice, and it will help a great deal. And even plants that traditionally love an acid soil, if you have plants like rhododendron, azaleas, and mountain laurel, and they're not blooming like they used to, sometimes the acidity level will get high. So, not every year, but every year that you see that the numbers of buds get less and less, throw some lime around them, 2 or 3 handfuls, And that will make the phosphorus that's in the ground more available to the plant, and it will give you more flowers. And feed them. All of your shrubs and all of your trees, so rhodes, azalea, forsythia, quince, lilacs, and all of your flowering trees, they're all making the flower buds right now for next spring. So a little bit of food will go a long way. And, oh, lime on your lilacs. And if you have a vine called clematis, give your clematis some lime also. Okay? Patrick, who's up next?
We have a call from Mike. He had a question about saving an apple tree.
Okay. Mike, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Is this really you?
That's me.
Oh, my God. You're such a master of knowledge.
Thank you.
I've learned so much from you listening in the past, and I wanted to call. I think your son, when he stepped in for you a few weeks ago, he might have already answered this question for another caller, but I'll run it by you as quick as I can. My neighbor has a beautiful maple tree, and at the base it's probably, 13, 14 inches in diameter.
Okay.
And it's the only tree in the front yard of this whole stretch of street. And what happened was there was a lady there that had mulch growing in a circle around it, and she would kneel down and plant all her tulip bulbs, excuse me, in the fall, and she had all of the different colors coming out. But she had to leave for a medical reason, and a new person moved in, a younger lady, and she had a friend that came over out of the trunk of her car and picked out of her trunk, Paul, like four huge bags of mulch. She didn't take out the existing mulch, and she just emptied the bags all around the base and brought it up about another foot.
Oh, wow.
And then she put flowers in it, different ones, no bulbs, but flowers that only lasted a couple of months, and they all died off. And I looked at that and I said, that's not right, because that tree is going to suffocate.
Yeah.
And that's what your son said.
Yeah. The thing that will happen, Mike, is bark mulch should be no deeper than 3 inches.
Yes.
And so the first year you put it down, you start with 3 inches in the spring, and the following spring, you're going to have about an inch and a half to 2 inches will still be there. So 1 inch, maybe a little bit more, decompose, turn to organic matter, and went into the soil. So the following year, and a lot of landscape companies, especially these younger landscapers, they don't quite understand this. They never went to school for it.
I know it.
And they say, oh, Mr. Parent, do you want your yard mulch like we did last year? And you say, yeah, sure. And they'll come in and they'll put another 3 inches. So
yeah.
Now you have 2 inches plus three, and you have five. And the tree can tolerate that a little bit. But if they come back a third year, you lost another inch, and they add another 3 inches, you're starting to have like a volcano build up around the trunk of the tree. Now, because the base of the tree stays wet year-round, there's a good chance that the bark of that tree is going to rot.
Yeah.
And if it does, that tree dies.
I told her that, and she wanted me to confirm it, you know, and I said, you know, I'll get a wheelbarrow and I'll take off the rest of that down to where the trunk flares into
right.
the ground. Yes.
Yeah, where that
because
flare
there's black
is. Black
spots on those leaves now. They're falling down, and there's black spots on all the leaves.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't grow flowers when you've got 5 inches of mulch.
Yeah.
I mean, to grow perennials or annuals, the root ball has got to be in the soil. And if it's 5 inches thick and you cover that annual with 5 inches of bark mulch, the stem of your marigold or whatever you put in there is going to rot. So
I had a feeling watching her that she didn't know what she was doing, because she also picked a day when it was raining out, and there was sunny days on both sides of those days, and she just parked out front. And I asked her if she wanted me to help her with the bags, and she declined, and then I watched that build up, and I said, oh, it just looks like a couple of tractor tires around that base now.
Yeah, that's a very, very common problem. A couple of years ago, I went to my bank, and the landscapers were doing the same thing, and they built a 12-inch mound around these, like, 2-inch diameter flowering crabs.
I see it around Home Depot, and they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They make this big mound.
Yeah, I went up to them, and I said to the kids, they would take a whole wheelbarrow of mulch, dump it, and shape this nice shaped bed, but it was a foot high. And I said to them, listen, let me show you something. And I knelt down, and I pushed the mulch away from the trunk of the tree and went all the way to the ground just about and sloped it off to the sides of the planting. And this one man came up to me and he said, can I help you? And I said, no, I'm trying to show him how to mulch correctly. I said, you've got it too thick and you're going to hurt this young tree.
Sure.
And he said, who are you to tell my guys how to do their job? And I said, well, told him who I was. I says, I have 2 degrees from the University of Massachusetts, and I think I have a little bit more experience than you. So either learn how to do it or get out of the business. You're going to kill these trees.
Yeah, they're used to cutting grass, not caring for trees. Oh,
so
boy.
You go talk to your neighbor and tell her that you talked to me, and if she has a question, she can give me a call herself.
Well, you know, it's all well and good, and she'll allow me to do that. But I think, and the tree is a pain in the neck when all the leaves fall, because I got to rake them out of my alley, you know?
Right.
And I have crushed stone, and that's the worst thing to rake leaves out of, because you keep moving the stone back and forth. But it's a beautiful shade tree. It shades my building, and it's just, it's gorgeous. It's the only one on the street. And it's doomed if it stays that way.
Yeah, she's just got to get that mulch away from the trunk and bring it down to 3 inches. That's all you need. Take the rest of the mulch, and she can mulch her perennial garden or shrubbery around the house with it. It's still good. So it's not something that you throw away after a year. You just don't add as much every single year. 3 inches, that's it.
Yeah, and she's only a tenant, you know, but she has a business. There's a business, it's a storefront, and she wanted to just make it look really nice. She actually power washed the building, but the landlords are more elderly.
Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices?
Thank you, Paul.
Find your happiness
Thank you.
With Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. Wanted to mention again our trip to Iceland in March. We're down to 2 seats available. If you have any interest in joining us, or you've been thinking about it, you need to call Monday morning. First thing, again, there's only 2 seats left. The number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Ask for Bobby. And we are looking for a single woman. If you want to travel, I have a friend on Cape Cod that's coming. She's looking for a roommate. And I know we can get you set up with her, and it will save you some money, save her some money, and you can enjoy the trip to Iceland. So give them a call on Monday. Again, we're down to 2 seats, and that's it. We're full. Okay, Patrick, who's up next?
Roger, he has a question about grass seed.
Roger, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn this morning?
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. Good morning. I'm in the southeast, northern central Alabama.
Okay.
I've been listening about the Pearl Springing grass seed for quite some time. And it's kind of known here. It's hard to get. But I'm just wondering about this region of the country. We have 5 acres that it's basically lawn. It had been a hayfield years ago, and farmland, but we have fescue mixed in here with a lot of bent grasses trying to take over and crabgrass, and we're trying to put down a seed that'll establish the base of everything so we can proceed from there, you know, and choke out a lot of that stuff. And it's 5 acres, so
right.
You know, we're not going to be filling things up. It's not like a new yard. I mean, we're thinking about like mowing it like really short and then seeding here in the fall. And hopefully there'll be a lot of moisture we need to do. You know, but
right.
The picture right now it's like a fall day, but it'll soon get back up into the upper 80s high humidity. And I'm just wondering about that seed in this part of the
okay. I'll tell you what, Roger. Let me give you Jackson's phone number, and you can talk to him directly. And you can explain what you have in your lawn now. I know he's been planting it in Washington State all the way down to San Diego and in the Northeast, and he even told me he had some lawns in Florida. But why don't you give him a call directly? His number is 508-653-0800.
Very good. I will do that. It sounds like a very good product. It's new to this region. It works, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's the man that's worked with the different universities. He's been working on this grass seed blend for 10 years. And as I said, he showed me pictures at a trade show that we went to about a month and a half ago in Chicago of lawns in San Diego, lawns in L.A., in Washington State, in Oregon. And they looked unbelievable. And to plant grass in front of the Science Center in Boston, the Museum of Science, with all of that foot traffic and the debris from the people and the traffic all over it, it's got to be a good grass seed to withstand that much punishment on it. But you call him directly. He's a very nice man. He'll take the time, and he can tell you if this grass seed will do what you want. If it won't, then he will not sell it to you.
What is his name again, sir?
Jackson.
I'll do that. I'll make one more coming. I told you.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. Give him a call, and I know he can help you out. Bye-bye. Thank you for giving us a call this morning. If you need some help, 855-660-2261. We got another half hour or so to go. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you with the problem you're having around your home and garden.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some gardening advice, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Mick. He has a question about brown turkey fig tree.
Okay. Hey, Mick, good morning. How can we help you with the turkey fig? Mick, are you there?
Doesn't appear to be there. Would you like to go to the next caller?
Sure.
Okay. Mike has a question about seed planting.
Okay. Mike, good morning. Are you want to seed your a new lawn or you want to thicken an existing one? Mike, are you there? Well, we get gremlins in the phone lines today. You know, if you have an existing lawn and you got a lot of dead patches or holes here and there in your lawn, you don't have to reseed the whole thing. You can just scratch up that area, and all you need is a flat steel rake. Scratch up the soil, try and get some of the dead material out, and then sprinkle your grass seed. Walk it down. I try and bury it a little bit. So I take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and kind of comb it so that the soil covers it. And then small area with your feet, just kind of walk it down and keep it wet. And it does make a big difference. Now, if you've got a big area, any place that has power equipment rental, they have a machine called a seed slicer. And it looks like a lawnmower, except as having one blade that spins horizontally. They will have 6 to 10 blades that will spin vertically. And on the top of the machine, you put your grass seed and you start it, and it will literally pull you across the yard. you adjust the blades so that you're in the ground about a quarter to a half an inch deep, and you just hold on. And as the blades spin, it will pull you down the yard, and it will make these grooves, and the seed on the top of the machine will fall down a chute into these grooves, and you go north to south, east to west, keep it wet, a little bit of starter fertilizer, and I'll tell you, that lawn will come in beautiful. Now is the time to plant a new lawn. The next 4 weeks or so, get it in, the sooner the better, and when spring arrives, you'll be in great shape. Okay, Patrick, are we all ready to go?
Yep, you have a call from Marge. She has a question about hydrangeas.
Okay, Marge, good morning. How can
good
we help
morning.
You with your how are you today?
I am well, thank you. I have a limelight
hydrangea. You there, Marge?
The call got dropped.
Okay. Limelight hydrangea is a ball-shaped hydrangea with a little bit of a cone on top. And it's a really, really hardy variety. And when the flower appears, it will start pure white, and then it will have a tinge of green in it. Not dark, but just a tinge of green. And it really makes the plant look great. Now, the limelight hydrangea blooms on the new wood made in the spring. So, in the fall, cut your dead flowers off of it. And that's a good idea for all of your hydrangea. So, any hydrangea flowers in the fall should be removed. Not in the spring, but in the fall. And the reason is, you've got this big ball of flower. If you live in an area where you're going to get some snow, the snow will build up on the flower, it'll get heavy, it'll bend over, and it's going to break the stem. So around the end of September, middle of October, your hydrangeas are pretty much going by. Remove all of the flowers off of them. And that will minimize the amount of damage that could happen with a heavy, wet snow. In the spring, during April, if your plant's getting to be too large, it's getting unruly and there's no shape to it, then you can cut it back by as much as a third. So just look at the plant, clip, 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 give it a nice shape, and when you cut, let's say you took a foot off the top of a branch, instead of that branch continuing to get longer, it's going to make side shoots, and it may make 2, 3, 4 brand new branches, so that an unruly plant will get thicker, will get fuller, and it will have a lot more flowers. So don't be concerned. So for now, think about early to mid-October, cut off all the hydrangea flowers, just so the snow can't be a problem. If you live in an area without snow, well, don't worry about it. Enjoy it. Okay, Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Mike. He has a question about hydrangeas as well.
Okay. Hey, Mike, can we help you out today?
Yes, I have some daylily seeds and iris seeds. I want to know when's the best time to plant them, in fall or in spring?
Okay. What you need to do is to harvest the seed when the pod that the seeds are in turns brown. Okay? So if the pod is still green, the seed inside is still maturing. And if you pick it now, you're going to have a seed that did not mature and it will not germinate. So wait until, I would say, October 1st. Then harvest all of those pods, put them in a brown paper bag, not plastic, because if you put it in a plastic bag, they're going to sweat. The moisture will build up on the plastic bag, and the seeds will get in contact with that moisture, and then they'll rot. So you put them in a paper bag, just write on the bag what it is, and then in the spring, plant them in your garden. Or what you can do is in early March, plant the seed in pots. And then you can transplant the seedlings to the garden in June. So you would give you a little bit of a head start. You could start them indoors. They'll come up. Probably take a month for them to really come up and grow. So what I've done, when I've tried to germinate seeds like that, I'll take a 4 or 6 inch pot and really pepper the top of the soil with the seed. Put a 1/2 inch of soil on top of it, keep it wet, and as the seedlings come out and they begin to grow, when you get ready to transplant them to the garden, you can transplant them as a clump rather than individual plants. And that way your plant will fill in, get a lot thicker, and mature a lot quicker. So you give that a try, and I know it will help you out also.
Okay,
Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick? Who's up next?
Yep, you have a call from Mike. He has a question about a brown turkey fig tree.
Okay, Mike is back. Good. Hey, Mike, what's happening with your brown turkey fig tree?
Hi, Mike. This is Nick, but it is about a brown turkey fig.
Okay.
I bought it back in June. It's still in the pot. I'm down in South Jersey. I have to decide, can I get it in the ground, or should I bring it or plan to bring it in and maybe put it in the garage? Or
yeah.
There's a decision that I have to make. It's about 2 feet high. It's got 3 main branches. It's got good leaves on it, but of course it didn't have any figs on it this year.
Right. It's still a young plant.
It's young, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was in Florida 2 or 3 years ago visiting my son, and I bought a couple of the brown turkey figs in Florida. I brought them home here in Maine, and what I did is I repotted them into a larger container, because in Maine, if I leave them outside, they're not going to survive.
Right.
And then I waited until all the leaves came off during October. I put it in my garage, and during the winter, I gave them a little bit of water. I didn't let the soil go bone dry, but it was sheltered. And
right.
in your case, I'd like you to do that. And then,
okay.
in the spring, you can plant it directly into the ground, and it should be winter hardy where you live.
Okay.
Now, I know a few people in Boston that have, and also on Cape Cod. And what they do from Boston, like the North Shore of Boston and so forth, they'll take 2 or 3 bales of hay and make like a circle around or a box with the bales of hay. They stand them up straight, and then they stuff the center with pine needles or shredded mm-hmm. leaves, and then they'll cover the whole thing with a plastic, like a tablecloth, and
okay.
they tie it off. But I would think in New Jersey that it should be winter hardy, and you wouldn't have to do all of that.
And what I try to do, I'm planning, if it goes in the ground, I have a high 6-foot fence, and I guess the biggest thing is the wind, and it would be protected by the winter wind, you know?
Yes, yes. Now, the other thing, Mike, Nick, is with your fig, the one that I brought home from Florida, I started feeding it, and I'm telling you, I fed that fig every 2 weeks, as soon as I noticed that the foliage was starting to come, and
okay.
the second and the third year, the branches grew 18 inches long, And the second year, I had probably half a dozen figs. The third year, I had over 20 figs on that tree. So the more you feed it, the more it's going to grow and the more productive it's going to be. The one thing you want to be aware of, and I didn't notice it till it was too late, is if you have any chipmunks in the yard.
Oh, yes, I do.
They love that fig. And
okay.
I had a whole bunch of them on, and I kept noticing. I said, where the heck are they going? And
yeah.
One day I came out of the yard, and there was a chipmunk in them in my fig tree eating the fig. So you may want to put some type of netting over it, like a plastic netting, so that
okay.
they, if you do have chipmunks, so that they don't eat it before you do.
Yeah. I can actually literally see them. They climb up the yews and get the red berries before the birds can get to them.
Yeah. So just
I have another question. I think I'm right on this. I have mandevilla, and I usually take them in the winter time. Do I?
Yeah.
I can't leave them in the ground.
No, you cannot. They have to come in soon. So within the next month, bring them in.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Actual testimonials from real pneumatic customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.
Oh, wow.
Board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Dottie. She has a question about daylilies.
Okay. Dottie, good morning. How can we help you with the daylilies today?
I'm calling from Plymouth, and I had a question because my husband was a little frustrated with the look of the daylilies because the leaves were all brown enough, so we cut them all down yesterday.
That's okay.
And he saved all the little seed pods for me. So the previous caller had asked about the seed pods. So can I lay them out and maybe still save the seeds, or these are throwaways?
Is it like a green, big green pod?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just let them dry. Put them in a paper bag and leave the top open. The reason is what's going to happen is that pod will dry, and then as it dries, it will explode. And if you just put it on your countertop or in the garage on the counter, it's going to explode and you'll have seeds all over the place. So by putting it in like a food shopping bag, it'll explode in the bag, and then in the spring, then you can plant them in your perennial garden.
Okay, now can I leave them outdoors in the paper bag and bring it in if it's wet, or do bring them indoors, period?
I would leave. Do you have a garage?
Yep.
Okay, just leave them there. They don't weigh a lot, and if you get some wind, it could blow in your neighbor's yard.
Okay. I also had a question about, I have some plum fantasy hibiscus, and I want to transplant them. Do I wait till the flowers die and transplant them now, or do it in the spring?
These are the perennial hibiscus, right?
Yes, winter hardy. Okay.
Yeah. You want to wait until spring.
Right
now, they're still growing. There's still green foliage on them. And they should continue to bloom till we've had a good frost.
Mm-hmm.
And wait until early to mid April, and then just mm-hmm. dig them up. And if they're a real big clump, you could split it in two and make two plants at the same time.
Oh, all right. Now, I had some previously, and you were supposed to cut them within 2 inches of the ground.
Right.
And it was a different variety. And this particular one, I did cut them, and I transplanted them, and they just dead sticks in this other area. I don't know what had happened to them. I think maybe it's the fact that I cut them because this particular variety didn't have to be cut.
Okay. Then leave them. Don't prune them until spring. Okay?
Okay.
And then in April, cut them down to a couple of inches. See what happens. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you start to notice little shoots coming out from the base of the plant or the base of the stems, then you could dig it up and move it. It could be a variety that may not be winter hardy where you are. So
When I purchased them, because I specifically put in the zone 6. Because I had pink and white ones before that were like dinner plate size, and these are a different variety, because hence a different color.
Okay. See, zone 6 would be, in Massachusetts, it would be Cape Cod. And it would be the mm-hmm. south shore of Boston. But if you live on the north shore of Boston, or Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, western Massachusetts, then that's zone 5.
Oh, well, see, I'm in Plymouth, so it's practically the Cape. When I put in my zip code, it brings it up a zone.
Right. Right, it is zone 6. So from Cape Cod, I used to live in Scituate, and in Scituate they would be hardy. So I would leave them alone for the winter.
I had them in Weymouth before, and they were much hardier.
Yeah.
More flowers too.
Exactly. Yeah. So wait until the spring. Cut it back early in the year, as you're edging the beds and waking up the yard. And then when you see little shoots, dig up the whole clump, relocate it, condition the soil with some compost or animal manure or something like that, and the plant should do really, really good for you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
I want you all to have a great weekend. Get outside, enjoy that weather, work in the yard, and visit your local nursery. The bulbs are here. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and all that type of stuff. And in the weeks to come, we'll be talking about those bulbs on how to plant them in our newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, it's free. Just go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter
Patrick,
that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals,
morning.
BPA, and other endocrine disruptors,
no
pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. It's the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.